This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology. Clarence on patient Mendoza, M-E-N-D-O-Z-A, first name Jose, J-O-S-E, date of birth, March 19, 1967, date of evaluation, December 16, 2025, the reason for consultation, abnormal EKG, the HPI. The patient is a 58-year-old male who is seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for left wrist surgery, period. The patient reports an episode of fall dating to approximately February 2nd, 2024, period. He suffered injuries to the left wrist, period. He then underwent a conservative course of treatment, period. He continued with pain and trigger finger involving the left hand for which he underwent injections, period. Despite the same comment, he has continued with pain involving the left wrist, period. Pain is rated 5-7/10, period. It is worse with any kind of activity, period. The patient has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. The past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number, hypercholesterolemia, next number, prediabetes. Past surgical history, right knee surgery times 2, next number, parathyroid resection, next number, bilateral inguinal hernia. Next, the medications, amlodipine daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams on daily, lanosprazole 40 milligrams on daily, tramadol 50 milligrams PRN, Advil PRN, ibuprofen 600 milligrams PRN. The allergies, hydrocodone, family history, maternal grandmother had CVA, mother had CVA, period. Social history. Patient is a prior smoker who quit 33 years ago. He further reports having quit alcohol use. The review of systems, constitutional, he has had weight gain. Throat, he reports sore throat, period. Neck, he reports stiffness, decreased range of motion and pain. Respiratory, he has history of sleep apnea. Cardiac, he reports nonspecific chest pain. Gastrointestinal, he has abdominal pain and constipation. He further has esophagitis. Genitourinary, he reports nocturia. Musculoskeletal, Asperger TBI, neurologic, he has headaches, psychiatric, he reports depression, insomnia, difficulty arising, endocrine, he has cold intolerance, hematologic, he reports easy bruising. Remainder of review of systems, otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 150/87, pulse 111, respiratory rate 18, height 75 inches, weight 238 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam, there is tenderness at the radial aspect of the left wrist, period. There is tenderness on passive motion exercise, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus tachycardia at 105 beats per minute, period. There is right bundle branch block, period. Non-specific SD/T-wave changes are noted, period. The lab work, Cholesterol total 192, LDL 109, white blood cell count 6.2, hemoglobin 17.1, platelets 239, sodium 141, potassium 4.7, chloride 104, bicarb 29, BUN 13, creatinine 0.76, glucose 87, thyroid TSH 0.72, urinalysis essentially unremarkable. The impression, this is a 58-year-old male who suffered a left wrist injury and is now scheduled for surgery, period. He has an abnormal EKG with right bundle branch block. He further describes episodes of nonspecific chest pain, period. He is noted to be tachycardic, period. The plan, I will start him on metoprolol succinate 25 milligrams daily, period. Labs have been ordered. He will require echocardiogram and stress tests prior to his clearance, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.